In California, we have a new law now, which is the Death with Dignity Act. And so that's brought in a whole new level of discussion. This is where patients can ask for physician-assisted suicide.
Wow.
And so that's a new thing in California. I've only had it come up with a couple of my patients
so far.
Is that
the main emphasis of that act?
It is. It's about physician-assisted suicide.
Wow.
But it has its other name.
And how does that work?
It's actually very complicated. The patient has to physically come to clinic and specifically ask about it. They're given an information. It's almost like a consent that they have to sign with family to hear about it. They have to take that home. They have to read it. They have to sign that they've read it. They have to have other family members attest that they've read it. And then they have to come back and meet again. And after they've signed it and said, yes, this is still what I want to do, they have to have someone else sign it who has no, would not be benefiting from their death in any way, not named in their will, nothing like that.
And when was this passed?
It's just been in effect in the last year. And so it's really, really complex. And then if they go all the way through with it, then they could get a prescription to get the pills.
What pills?
It's like 90 pills.
What is it?
I don't even remember.
but do they have to have a diagnosis? Or?
Oh, yeah, no. They can only do this if they have a terminal cancer diagnosis.
And then they get a prescription for a lethal
dosing, which they then have to take on their own physically. So they have to be well enough to be able to swallow 90 pills.
Wow.
Of their
90
own accord.
Pills.
Yeah.
Have you gone through this with any patients?
We started the process with one patient, but then she actually declined very rapidly and didn't make it for her two-week visit. And I did have another patient who actually was a patient who lived in Oregon, who came to see me from Oregon, and she ended up with leptomeningeal disease, which is, I think, one of our biggest challenges in lung cancer. Mm-hmm. And she decided to proceed in Oregon, where it's a different system, and I don't know
it as well. The same thing, they end up taking pills.
And she did take her own life, and I talked with the family afterwards, and for her, kind of coming from where she was from the minute she was diagnosed, that was a reasonable decision from her perspective for her. But for most people, I think that's a really tough thing to decide.
I want to ask you two, but first, how do you feel about it?
Personally, I have reservations about it because what I do is I try to help people live, and sometimes it's a very short time, and so the idea that they would say it's too much to me is saying, well, you're not managing my symptoms well enough. At the same time, I understand from the perspective of the patient that idea of being in control. It's mostly about the control. I want to control when this happens. I don't want to suffer. I don't want my family to suffer. And when it's about the family suffering, then I push back a little bit more because that's them judging for someone else. But if it's for them judging for them, that makes sense.